Abner, did you notice that sound just then?
What?
Was it our ring?
Oh, did the telephone ring?
Oh, for pity's sake. Hello, John Downstore.
I'm going out waiting.
Yeah, this is Lyman Abner.
Did you get your $2 back?
No, they wouldn't take it back. Say they don't take books back.
Well, did you tell them it never worked?
Yeah, but the feller says they never guaranteed it to increase our business now.
Well, don't leave it laying around long. You might forget yourself and start reading it sometime.
I ain't going to leave it no place. I'm going to burn the thing up before somebody else makes the mistake of reading it.
Yeah, hand it here. I'll burn it right now.
Now, don't start no fire in that stove today, Abner. It's warm today.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of old newspapers that's accumulated in there the last few days. They need burning anyway.
Well, you get it so hot in here, we can't stay in the store.
Mom, I want to get shut of this thing. I know good and well if that thing's laying around here, you'll be glancing through it and trying out them crazy ideas. Now, my dog is with all that paper in there, she'll burn now. That's a good shutter.
It's just the same as burning up $2 right there.
It's worth it to get shut of it. Our business was just going down something wonderful. Them new methods just won't work here in Pine Ridge.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, Abner. Whilst I don't like the ideas in that book, there's other modern things we could use around here. For instance, what do you think about an adding machine?
What's an adding machine?
That's a machine that adds stuff up for you.
Huh?
Somebody come in, want a long list of groceries and stuff, you can run it up on that machine, and it'll give you the right answer.
It calls it out?
No, it prints it sort of like a typewriter.
Well, how do you know it gives the right answer?
Well, you can add it up yourself and see that it's right.
Well, what's the use of having a machine if you've got to add things up yourself?
You don't have to add them up yourself.
Well, how do you tell if it's right, then?
Well, it's always right. It never makes a mistake.
I don't want one of them things. If there's anything I hate and despise, it's somebody that's always right. Never makes a mistake. Thinks they're so dead blame perfect. Is that all it does, just add up stuff?
Yeah, some of them. Some of them adds and subtracts and multiplies. And...
Some of them smarter than others, huh? Got a better head on them for figures.
No, they're made different. The kind I'm talking about we could use here in the store and add up grocery bills with, it just adds.
Well, now, how would it know the prices of the different stuff?
Well, you have to run it. Somebody come in here and want a dollar's worth of sugar, you push the dollar key on the machine, pull a handle, and they want a dollar's worth of beans, so you push the dollar key again, pull a handle, and press the key that says total, pull a handle, and a little slip of paper comes out and says $2.
Says $2?
Well, I mean, it's printed on there.
Well, law me, Lom, just that's kind of adding. I can do that myself. $1 and $1 is $2. I don't have to pull no bunch of handles to figure that.
Well, that's just an example. This thing will add up a whole list of figures just as fast as you can set them down. But that's the blamest thing you ever seen. Just wait till it gets out here.
Gets out here?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. While I was in at the bookstore trying to get them to take that book back, the fellow that waited on me got to showing me how that ad machine worked, and I don't know, one thing led to another, and first thing I know, well, anyway, it'll be out in the morning.
Coming out by itself?
No, the mailman's bringing it. How could it come by itself?
Well, if it's smart as you say it is, it ought to be able to find its way to Pine Ridge.
Well, it ain't smart. It's just good at figures.
Well, why didn't you tell it to get on Highway 88 and come 22 miles and it'd be in Pine Ridge? Them's figures.
Well, ad machine can't walk, Abner. It's sort of like a typewriter. Just sets.
Well, I am sort of anxious to meet him. See him. It.
Well, how he does it, I don't know. But I believe it'll be worth the money to us here in the store. Cut out a lot of mistakes. No telling how much money we've lost by adding stuff up wrong.
Yeah, but, Lom, I don't think we need nothing like that.
Well, like that fella said, it'll pay for itself in no time.
Oh, well, that's different. I thought you meant we was going to have to pay for it.
We are. This is second-handed. I give him a check for $50.
$50?
Well, they sell for over 100, brand new.
Well, Lum, we won't make that many mistakes in 10 years.
Well, that's the trouble. There ain't no way of telling how many mistakes we've made unless we get something to check up on us.
Of course, now we could make more mistakes and pay for it quicker, I reckon.
Well, now, that'd be silly.
Huh?
Just wait till you see it before you start making up your mind about it.
Well, Lum, I know these customers here in Pine Ridge, and I don't believe they'll take its word for it. You can't press buttons and pull handles and tell them how much they owe us. They want to see you set it down with a pencil and count your fingers once in a while. You take old Grandpa Masters, for instance. I know good.
Wait a minute. Here comes Cedric.
Huh? Oh, well.
He ain't been over since we cut out them modern sales methods, has he?
Thank goodness I don't have to jump up and start waiting on him.
No, from now on, we're just going to let folks tell us when they want something.
Yeah.
I believe they like it better that way. Wait on themselves if they want to.
Why, sure, let them help themselves.
Now, howdy, Cedric.
Come on back, Cedric.
Howdy. Here's a letter for you, Mr. Lum. Come over there at the post office, and Mr. Dick Huddleston said it might be important, so I brung it over to you.
Well, thank you, Cedric. Chicago, Illinois. Granny.
Uh-huh. Well, I noticed that's where it was from.
Reckon what Chicago's wanting with me. It's a pretty big place, you know.
Are you fellas cold this afternoon?
No, I ain't, Cedric. Fact is, I'm hot. You're cold. Why don't you stand over by the stove?
No, it's hot in here. I'm just wondering what you're doing with the fire in the stove on a day like this.
Oh, well, we just burn up some trash and papers and a book that Lum wanted to get shut up.
Hi, Granny. Listen to this, Abner. We have just been informed that you have recently purchased our book, Magic Salesmanship.
Well, I'll be dog. Now, I reckon how they found that out clean up there. Them things sure get around in a hurry.
This purchase on your part reveals you to be an alert, intelligent, modern-minded young man.
Sure that letter's for you, Lum?
Yeah, it says right on. Yeah. Possessed of the qualities that make for great success in the business world. Yeah, I know they're talking about me now. What do you know about that? That's a compliment coming from Chicago.
Yeah. What else does it say?
This is nice, you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Great success in the business world. Oh, really?
That twice.
Therefore, we know that a young man of your ability and ambition will never be satisfied with a mere salesman's job, but will want to advance to sales manager of your company or even to some executive position. I just can't understand how they found out so much about me. They sure got me down pat, ain't they?
Whitey Madison taking a trip up there to Chicago once long to the World's Fair. He might have told them about you. He talks a lot, you know.
Well, don't make no difference. Let me go in here. This is interesting. In view of this, we are suggesting that you enroll for one of our correspondence courses, such as business management, executive training, corporation management. Granny, this might be just what I've been looking for all my life.
Well, now, what do you have to do to take them courses, Lum?
The tuition fee for each of these courses is $250 for the first 6 months. Oh.
Thought there's a catch to it. The reason they've been so nice there.
However, our vocational guidance director has selected you for a 6 month scholarship, entitling you to one free 6 month course. Hi, Granny's. I've been selected. Did you hear that, Abner?
Well, good for you.
Just like making me a present of $250.
Why, sure.
Hey, Granny's, I win a contest I never even knowed I was in. This is my lucky day, you know. Corporation executive, that's the one I'm going to take. I know that already.
Ain't that fine, Cedric? Lum win it.
Gosh, I was in a contest once. I had a picture in a magazine, a picture of a tree, and you had to see how many faces you could find hid in it.
Yeah, I saw them.
I never win the Shetland Pony, but they let me sell some greeting cards for them.
Well, that was nice of them. Huh? Is that all that letter says, Lum?
Oh, I never finished, did I?
Uh-huh.
I was trying to figure out what big company I want to join up with. Goes on here. To receive this scholarship, all you have to do is fill out and send in the coupon on the last page of the Magic Salesmanship book.
How?
Well, I'll be dead lame. I told you not to light that fire.
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. Where are you going?
I'm going into the county seat and buy another one of them books. Wish you'd learned to quit setting fire to everything you see. Now you've burned up my scholarship.